The Voice of the Disabled Centre at Sanssouci has been developed into a facility to accommodate differently abled persons across St. Vincent and the Grenadines. Speaking to NBC News, President of the Voice of the Disabled, Cheryl Adams, explained that though they are not finished with the development of the centre, it has been nicely upgraded.
We now develop it into a centre for persons with disability. Right? So we have been here since 2021 and we have done projects to Maria Holder Trust Fund and Australia Direct Aid out of Trinidad and other entities. So the centre is nicely developed. We are not quite finished yet, but it is upgraded.
Adams listed some of the programs that are being offered at the centre.
We have information technology, we have different kind of craft where they use beads to make necklace, and we have the pandama to make the mat. We want to do some basket, we want to do some small scale agriculture in our backyard. We started with Ministry of Transformation, yes, to agriculture, and we have many other programs we want to offer. To come on the stream.
She said that the programs allowed for persons living with disabilities to become self-employed and be more independent.
Well, number one, they can become self-employed, which is one of my hope and desire. We train them here and then they will be able to develop themselves and become self-employed, because you and I know that persons living with disability in St. Vincent and the Grenadines, and not even St. Vincent alone, have issues and difficulties when it comes to being employed. So hope that they become self-employed, and it will also help them to develop independence and able to rehabilitate them.
Adams encouraged everyone living with disabilities to come to the centre. She also noted that they are there to advocate on behalf of persons living with disabilities.
We want to have persons who are differently able or persons living with disability to come to the center. The center is open from Mondays to Friday at 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. They can also come, you know, and socialize. If they have any issues, we are here to hear the issues and see how much we can help them tap into, whether mobilization or the best ministry we know that will be able to help them. So basically, we are here to advocate on their behalf. So parents out there with children living with special needs and family members, you know, you have a person living with you that are differently able, you know, we are here to assist. We are not promising them that we are going to give them money, we are going to give them, but we can promise them that we would be here to advocate on their behalf.
President of the Voice of the Disabled, Cheryl Adams. I'm Donnie Collins with today's special report.